On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Yeah, it's Tory Friday, what of it?
Hallelujah, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year. We're still ringing in the new year from Guatemala.
Woohoo! Those exciting times.
Those crazy Guatemalans.
I know.
They're out of their minds.
They truly are.
And what they do with those chickens at New Year's is really amazing.
Are you done making folders now, Ron?
That's all I know how to do. I'm a folder maker.
Apparently.
Nobody knows.
There was a delay in starting
about.
The show because Ron had to make folders. It was a problem.
It's an art project.
It was. Right.
Well, Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen, give her a hand.
Thank you.
There you go. Hey, Happy New Year to you. Happy, what is this?
Thanks, Ronaldo.
2016. Don't even want to say it.
2016.
Not going there.
It's like the future. We're now in the future.
Someday there'll be cars and boats.
That fly.
Do you remember growing up?
No.
Okay. You were small.
Yeah.
And I really thought that there were actually going to be flying cars by now.
That's because of the Jetsons and things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I thought that's where we'd be.
Right.
Like, well, I thought 2000 would be like, we'd be flying.
Or even the Fifth Element, even that movie. They had flying taxis and cars.
Yes, all of them. And none of it came to pass.
No.
Only thing that happened was gas prices went down.
Yeah, they're down right now.
Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine that 3 years ago, we were paying almost $4 a gallon for gasoline, and now it's like under $2?
I know.
That's something to celebrate, and that's about it.
I think that's all fixed. Mm-hmm. I think they're fixed prices. I don't know. It's controlled.
Illuminati?
I don't know if it's that controlled, but it's something, don't you think?
No.
They got us right where they want us. We have to pay whatever they say.
We weren't producing that much oil.
Okay.
I think.
It
I don't
could
know.
Be that.
I don't know. You know.
It could
you
be
know
logical.
Probably. No, probably not. It's probably not. Do you ever notice that prices never go down? They only go up. Unless there's some type of great economy problem. For example, the price of gasoline has been cut in half in the past 2 years, let's say.
Okay.
All right. The price of airline flight has gone up.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that it would be cheaper to fly because the fuel, which is their most expensive commodity, has been cut in half.
I think it's a different kind of fuel. As far as I'm concerned.
You think it's high test?
No, I know it's a different kind of fuel.
You think it's a premium? You don't think it's a regular unleaded?
No, it's a special blend, like the
special
coffee.
Special blend.
Morning blend.
A Colombian fuel.
It is. It's something else. It's not like what you put in your car. It's different.
Fuel is fuel as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's different. Look Maybe it up. Google it someday.
I was just saying.
I know.
Well, the component of it still must be less expensive.
I don't know.
It's got to be made from some type of crude oil.
Right.
And that's gone down like 50%.
Hmm.
It's less than $50 a barrel. It used to be well over 100.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. That or the price of peanuts.
All right.
No idea which.
Well, that was fun. Now we've lost half the audience with our oil talk.
Oil talk is a separate program, which appears nightly on CNBC.
Very nice.
Did you catch oil talk last night?
I did.
It's really cool.
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel doesn't.
She's rolling around in the oil.
She really is. Ooh, that's about as kinky as Rachel Maddow gets.
Her and Chaz Bono rolling around in the oil.
Stop it. What do they have in common? Short hair?
More ovaries.
More than that. Ovaries.
That's about it.
Underused ovaries.
Good one. I see what you did
there. Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, let's play a clip from 2015. This is when Tori was tantalized by the elephant.
Oh.
Well, we don't have it. We don't have the clip.
Hey, guess what I'm wearing? Would you like to know?
Oh, hold on. Don't throw this at me like the last minute.
I just did.
You know it requires setup.
Okay.
Hold on. I have to create a folder. Hold on.
Okay.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Well, that begs the question, Tori.
All right. That's why I asked you. I am wearing Jordache jeans.
Get out.
I'll prove it. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's got a sticker on it.
Did it say Jordache?
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to show Ron my Jordache jeans. They still make them. I just got them. And I was going to sing the little Jordache jingle.
I didn't know there was one.
From the 70s, you know.
I don't recall it.
How does it go? You've got the look, I want to know better. You've got the look that's all together, working, playing, day or night. Jordache has the look that's right. The Jordache look. The Jordache look. That's all. Hey.
I don't recall it. Yeah. I really don't recall it.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
But they are Jordache jeans. I will submit to you.
Yeah, thank you. That's true.
I will submit.
They're very tight. That's how they make them, I guess.
Baby.
Well, these are in the kid. They sell them in the kids department.
Are you wearing kids department jeans? Seriously?
Yes.
You're wearing kids jeans right
size
now.
Size 14.
Interesting.
Girls size 14. And plus, they're cheaper than adult jeans. So it's a win-win. As long as I can fit into them.
It's a win-win for the Jordache company.
Yeah. Why don't they make adult Jordaches?
They don't.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
So was that Brooke Shields?
She did Calvin Klein.
That's right.
Nothing comes between me and my Calvins.
Yeah, that was very sexy for this young girl who
was like jailbait.
Yeah, she really was. I don't know, but she did all right, and her eyebrows are still doing well. Big eyebrows for her. Remember her?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Stylish.
So, happy Hanukkah.
Merry I don't know Christmas where that comes from. And all that good stuff is all behind us. When are these Christmas ornaments coming down? You know what? Today is the day. Everybody, get them off. Down.
You know why? Also, because it could snow again or it could freeze almost every night.
You're going to ruin them.
So get your
plastic Santas.
Freaking thing. Oh, man.
Get them off.
I see so many. They're not plastic. I think they're the inflatable ones.
What do they call that, though?
Dead. They are all dead. They lie on the ground either on their back in a submissive position.
Right.
So that like Rudolph can get off on this.
Yeah, they're trying to send a signal.
Yeah. Or they're on their stomachs like they're dead. And yes, all over the place there are deflated egos of Santas all over the place.
It's just, you know, a mess. Even it if they're not, your lights on your house,
get them
your
off.
Everything.
Get off.
Your Jesus and Mary's. What is
get
that about?
Get them off the lawn too.
Please.
Please.
It's January.
Remove everything off the lawn because it's going to snow and things are going to freeze and there's no reason to have anything on your lawn.
There is a reason. They're lazy. That's the reason. They don't want to be bothered. It's cold out. Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Wait till the weekend.
The weather's going to ruin your decorations. And then what are they going to be like,
good,
pretty
then won't be
boy?
Any. Won't
really?
Be any. Then we can just eliminate them. They'll buy new ones next year because people have all this disposable money. They can keep on. You know what this year's was? It was those candy canes, those lighted candy canes on the lawns. That was the new
as
thing.
Hell. Tacky
everybody
as hell.
Had to have the damn
the
newest
wasn't
thing.
The new thing. The new thing was
new thing?
The laser lights.
The
snowflake kind of look.
Okay.
And it does it on the whole house.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That's just
that's
like,
for the big bucks. But some people had the little
candy
canes.
They were selling these things for $29.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's distracting. You could have distracting driving. You're driving down the street. You catch something flying around
that.
You crash into a telephone pole.
Well,
I think there's a lawsuit
Tori, if you have epilepsy or something, you shouldn't be driving.
No, but I mean, it could still distract you.
Well, I don't like distraction. Well, what about billboards? What about the new Illuminata?
They change.
They change
it's like
and
a
they're
movie.
Bright. They're bright.
That's Blade Runner. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It isn't it?
It
You've
is.
You've seen the movie, right?
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the closing credits.
Well, you know.
But, you know, what I'm saying is, you look at those things and your eyes are taken off the road. Billboards are very dangerous. It's like eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
Especially.
But Blade Runner, you know, they're remaking that, I heard. I think it's Tom Hardy. That would be cool. But I don't know why it needs to be remade, but you know what? I think that's
Oliver Hardy, but that's
Tom Hardy?
Don't remember.
He's great.
Michael Keaton, Diane Keaton, Buster Keaton. Any relationship?
No.
Thank you.
But you know what Michael Keaton's real name is?
Nope.
Michael Douglas. And they already had one of those.
They do
I
have
swear
one of those.
That's
Actually,
why he had
they
to,
have two of those.
That's right. So they had to give, they have two?
Remember Mike Douglas?
Oh, Mike Douglas,
yeah.
So that's why Michael Keaton became Keaton.
I gotcha.
Because I think he loved Buster Keaton. So it was an homage to him.
That's why I thought that he was somehow related. Because Buster Keaton was a big showbiz guy.
He took the name from him.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not right. Well, go. What's Buster going to say?
He's dead.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
Tori, we have reached the portion of the program.
Oh, I know what's coming. Tell me. Say it, please.
It is time to...
Yep, here it comes.
Back Thanksgiving, we were talking about chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
We did. That was that long ago?
No, it was probably 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that's what I just I'm thinking. Have absolutely no concept of time whatsoever.
You're going to make me do this, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to make you do anything.
Okay.
I have placed in front of you, for those of you that are watching your radios, a jar of chestnuts. And one might say, Ron, chestnuts don't come in a jar, you asshole.
Well, this says whole roasted chestnuts.
Yes, they are. They are roasted chestnuts.
But you don't have to break them open.
They've been taken out of the shell. Effort. The shell has been discarded. I don't want any and effort. They have been placed in preservatives.
Okay.
So,
suitable for vegans? Product of France. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
French sad. Chestnuts, even. La di da.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Made in New Jersey.
French chestnuts made in New Jersey? Or I'll imported? Show you. Imported from France.
Yeah. Imported from France.
And packed in New Jersey.
Packed in New Jersey. Like everything else is packed. Like Jimmy Hoffa, he was packed in New Jersey. And did they find him? There's something about Jimmy Hoffa all over the news now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They think there's finally closure. Because something, it was just on. It was trending on Facebook where I learned all my news.
There's closure because something.
Yeah.
There's your evidence
Google Jimmy
right there.
Hoffa and you'll find out.
Where's he buried? Somewhere, I don't know.
I always make that joke, he's in my purse when I can't find something. Jimmy Hoffa's in here probably.
Yeah, it wouldn't be funny if he really
it
was.
It really wouldn't because it'd be heavy too. But everyone laughs when I say it. Yeah. I don't think the young people don't get the joke.
Yeah.
But I don't
know.
Young
they
people.
Don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is.
They don't know anything.
He's the running joke of like he disappeared and we know he's buried somewhere.
He was
somewhere.
The Union Teamsters, what was it?
Right, always check the union
label. Look for the union label when you are buying a coat check or crotch. I don't know what it is.
You're buying a crotch, correct. all right, Tori, those are especially made for you from New Jersey.
Right, I'm going to smell them first.
Now,
okay, they smell like something.
Well,
like
Jimmy Hoffa.
A little bit.
There's a box of tissues that have been placed next to your hand just in case this doesn't agree with
you
in any sense of the word.
Those are there for when I cry. They're there every week now.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be here for the chestnuts, too. Now, be very, very careful because you've never had a chestnut in your life, I understand.
No, it smells kind of sweet.
It's not bad. I mean, I think they're very nice.
It looks like a little chipmunk brain, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like something else to me, but I don't want to discuss it before you eat it.
You mean a mini testicle? Well, brains and testicles look alike, and I think they are the same organ in men.
Depending on the size of your brain or your testicle,
right,
I suppose.
Sure. Well,
yeah.
Let's eat this little sucker.
Okay, do you want to take a little piece or are you going to down the whole thing?
Oh, no. I have to just bite it. Okay, I mean, I can't take the whole thing.
Right.
It's too big.
Good luck.
Oh, it's soft.
Yeah, it's very soft.
I think part of it fell.
No, it's very soft. Mm. And inside, chestnuts are soft when they're roasted on an open fire.
Are they supposed to be cold, though? Because roasted implies
no,
hot.
No, they're supposed to be hot. But obviously, they've been refrigerated for your convenience. Not bad, huh?
If I was starving...
Yes.
It'd be great, probably.
Right. If you're not starving.
It's an acquired taste.
It is an acquired taste.
But I finished it anyway, just to be
good
polite.
Good for you. Chestnuts, besides being put in a bag on New York City street corners, are, and of course by vendors, not just by regular people.
Of course. Thank you for including that little tidbit there.
I just had to be sure that people understood. They are also used, I think the reason it came up during Thanksgiving is there's a chestnut... dressing. In other words, chestnuts would go in a stuffing mix.
Mm, okay.
And it's interesting. And I made that 1 year and I didn't really care for it.
Mm.
But it tastes like it would work, but it doesn't.
Okay.
So there you go. Did you have fun today?
I did. It was very sweet. It's like a candy for poor people.
Yes. They are squirrel testicles is what they are.
Something like that.
Yep. Not so bad. Sweet.
Dry.
Sweet.
It's a
sweet
they're
dry.
Nut.
Sure, they're dry.
It's just like a nut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
I do right now.
And then it's chestnuts, Tori.
Uh-huh. Tony Chestnut.
Well, let's get the big news item out of the way.
Okay, might as well. Let's do it. Do it.
All right. Because Tori and I are both connected to wire services, and we're both wired, we got the call from our attorneys yesterday that Bill Cosby, a very close friend of ours...
Oh, right. Never.
...has been indicted.
Oh, yeah. $1 million bail.
$1 million
Good.
Bail, yeah. He paid $100,000 on the spot.
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah, and then the rest, there you have it. And they also took his driver's license and his passport.
His passport, yes.
Uh-huh.
So he won't flee.
And they took his visa, and I thought, like, why would they take his credit cards?
Oh, very funny. But you know what? It's good.
Worked in my stand-up act.
It only could work for the last 30 years. So before that, there was no visa.
There was no
only MasterCard.
Right. Okay, well, I didn't say how long.
Diners Club.
Diners Club.
Yeah, whatever.
Nobody's got that anymore.
No.
You can't even use them in restaurants.
I never heard of it. I don't even know what I just said.
I don't think anybody's used a credit card in a diner before.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in a peck of trouble.
Finally.
Perhaps.
Well, you know what? Again, for the smoke, this fire, I'm sorry. This woman apparently agreed to take the pills, though.
Correct.
He put the pills in the people. But she said, yeah, I will take the pill.
He did a depot a couple of months ago, which was sealed, and now it's not for some reason.
Mm.
And in it, he admitted that he gave females Quaaludes. But he said that it was to their knowledge.
He has that weird kink where he likes women to be asleep.
Yes.
So he has to make that happen, or they have to agree to it.
See, that's what I never understood, Torrance, because here's the thing. He was Bill Cosby. And back in the 60s and 70s, he was about as big as you got in television. He was the big entertainer.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does kind of.
Because he had women throwing themselves at him, you mean? Is that what you mean? Because he's so popular?
I don't mean, not that they were throwing themselves at him. He was the gateway to many motion picture and television opportunities.
That's how.
And I'm not saying
that
these women were opportunistic in any sense of the word, but what I'm saying is Cosby probably could have had anybody he really wanted. He didn't have to have all these ladies. He could have had someone or someone like them. Because he was Bill Cosby anyway, he didn't have to knock them out in order to have sex with them.
Well, you just missed my point then. That is his kink. These women must be asleep and better if they don't even know about it. They don't even agree to it. He's getting off on this.
So that's the kink.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the kink.
It's like salmon. I forget what it's, there's a technical term for it. Oh, yeah. That's his thing.
Salmonella. It's
probably. Yeah. E. coli. Right. But yeah, that's his thing. So he has to do that to get his arousal going.
Yeah.
They have to be out unconscious.
Yeah.
And that's probably not that uncommon, but he happens to be famous, so therefore it became well known. But I'm sure a lot of people have that one.
I'm sure. I think his sexual freak fetish is having control over women during a sexual situation.
Does that one too?
To the point where, because there were other situations where he would have his assistants and the little producers, he was talking about the David Letterman show.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sat in the green room, he had to have certain types of food not only brought to his dressing room, but the attendants
had to watch him eat it. It's, you know what? He's bizarre.
That is weird. Because I don't like anybody watching me when I'm eating. Yeah. I don't even like to sit across from somebody when I'm eating my food. It's not
I don't want to eat for them. I'm not performing. It's not performance art.
I know. It was to him.
Well, if you want to do these things, fine. So just do them.
Weird.
But
so
don't involve people that are innocent. Yeah.
Problem is here that in a court of law, there are two things that are on Cosby's side. One is statute of limitations
in the sense that
things have to be proven from a long time ago. And as there's no evidence other than he said, she said, then it makes it very, very difficult to convict without question. And the other thing is that this trial would be held in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. This woman did it in Philadelphia for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Cosby's from Philadelphia. He's Philadelphia's boy.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has any great supporters, they're in Philadelphia.
Right.
So that doesn't work too well jury-wise. I'm sure they'll find a jury of his peers, people who have had Jell-O before.
Sure.
Yeah.
And have gone to sleep and been accosted.
Yes. I mean, you know, one would say to many of these women in a criminal situation, what do you want to achieve here? I can understand civil suits.
They want justice. Even if they have no money involved in it, why not just let it? You know what? They had this secret for years. They just kind of buried it and forgot about it and wanted to not even think about it. And a couple people started coming out and said, you know what? Maybe I think I ought to. It's the time now. If everyone else is talking about it, I think it's time I talk about it too. I'll be believed now. I wouldn't be believed then.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, lo and behold, they're not believed. That's really sad.
Yeah.
What do they have to gain if there's no money and they just say, I just want this out there?
Yeah. Here's the problem. Here's the problem for these women, and it's a problem for women in every type of sexual assault case, is that the women are put on the stand as well.
Right.
And their credibility is put on the stand, and they will be chewed up by by the defense attorneys.
Right.
And it's going to be embarrassing, and some women may not want to go through this
and
again.
And they won't. But enough probably will.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do it in a civil trial as well. Criminal even more so, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very interesting. I think all that's going to happen from this is that Cosby is going to die a shamed, unliked person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about it.
Much like Michael Jackson. Wrong. Those things, you know what? There was so much about Michael Jackson, and then he died young, so everyone's like, oh, it was great. And no one really wants to remember or talk about those accusations. So Bill Cosby's old. That's a problem. It's right near the end of his life, and he's not young, and he's not...
Correct.
Done to the, maybe correct. You're right. Correct. But, you know, there's still a lot of people that are just blinded by, you know, Cliff Huxtable and that whole...
Very much so.
Yeah, it's
that's
just...
That's why I'm saying Philadelphia is going to be a tough venue. He's going to be playing Philadelphia pretty much.
Then if they could convict him there, they'll convict him anywhere.
The sentence is 10 years.
Right, I read that.
Yeah, and of course he wouldn't, I don't think he'd get the full sentence.
Commuted, he'd pay a fine, he'd do like a year, maybe.
But he would die a disgraced man, and his legacy would not be as a performer, it would be as a sick individual.
Right.
Very similar to Jared's situation.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Subway. I still eat there though.
Do you?
No, I don't. Nothing to do with him.
I'm just wondering how fresh degenerate. That stuff really is.
It's we talked about that. Yeah. It's not necessarily. And the thing is, when I eat at Subway, I need to eat like an hour later because it's just like nothing. What is it? It's like eating paper.
It is like eating paper.
No flavor. You get it. Put all kinds of salt and pepper
nothing.
On it.
It's nothing. It's nothing. Dress it up. But it's supposed to be, at least you can put vegetables on it to your liking.
Spinach. Always put spinach instead of lettuce, people.
Absolutely.
Because the spinach is the green, has the, you know, nutrients. Don't put lettuce on things.
Don't put lettuce.
What's some iceberg lettuce, really, people?
No nutritional value whatsoever.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I saw a guy in a restaurant yesterday eating what they call a wedge. Of iceberg lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
And he put dressing
blue
on it.
Blue cheese dressing.
Yeah. And that was it. And I felt like walking up to him and saying, what are you doing?
Well, you know what? Maybe he has like colon problems. He has to eat that. That's the only thing I can think of.
I feel horrible now.
You know, maybe I might have to do it. You do feel horrible. All right.
That doesn't mean that you have to eat iceberg lettuce and that's it.
Once a week, maybe. He was just doing, you know what? His system needed some kind of.
Restaurant-tory.
I don't know. I mean, I don't feel good sometimes either.
Yeah, but like you say, there are other things you can have that have more nutritional value than iceberg lettuce. Celery's better than that.
Would it then if he was eating celery, you would leave him alone? No, you'd pick on him too.
I left him alone anyway.
Oh.
I did bring him up because you brought up iceberg lettuce.
Oh, we don't even know where it was, when it was, who it was.
You're the one that said spinach, eat spinach.
Yeah, when you go to Subway.
You started this whole thing.
Exactly. I did start it and I will finish it.
I went to a restaurant nearby. I really don't know if I should say the name of it, but it has...
Does it rhyme with Blendies?
No, it doesn't rhyme with Blendies as much as it's one number short of 100.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I, for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out where the other 98 of these things are.
I don't know. But you know I've talked about that place.
Yes, you have.
It was the lousiest service of any restaurant ever.
Well, I went in there last week to have a cocktail. It was 4:00 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So don't judge me.
I know. And the bar, maybe the bar is different. But if you're getting food there. Different.
Here's the problem.
Oh.
Have you been in the nearby one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There was a bar in the middle, and then on the side, there was a wall, and then tables on one side, and a wall and tables
like
on
now?
The other. They took the wall down from one of the sides.
Uh-uh.
So now people are eating their dinner.
Oh my God, and you're like in the middle?
In the bar. Yes. Yeah. So
okay.
I'm having this drink, and... This lady comes in with her two young children, who I think were like maybe 5 and 7 years old.
Okay.
And both inquisitive kids.
Uh-oh.
And she walks in there, and they seat her at a table, which is facing me at the bar. Uh-oh. And I thought, this is wrong.
Especially you.
Anyone else
might be able to handle it, but I know you can't.
I didn't think you were allowed to have kids in a bar area.
Right.
Now that they took the wall down, that whole side of the restaurant is all
it's
bar
all exposed.
Area. Yeah. So there they are.
The alcoholics are on display. Yeah.
So yes, exactly. And I feel like a schmuck. And the two kids are facing. They're sitting on the side of the table that face the bar.
Hey, isn't that Rod Van Dam?
No,
I've seen him on television.
No. These kids are only 5 and 7 years
they
old.
They don't
there,
talk.
Toria. Oh, okay. They do talk, but they don't watch my show.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so I'm having my drink. I'm sipping my drink. These kids are staring at me. They're staring stares at me as I'm drinking my
Stare
alcohol.
Stare back.
I did,
ooh.
But they're 5 and 7. They win
You'll
the
be
game.
A pervert,
they
yeah.
win the game
you
all the time.
It. Can't stare too long.
It's like the sun always wins the staring contest.
Oh, no.
Always.
Oh.
So anyway, so and I'm looking over my head. Is there a TV there? Are they watching like?
Yeah, there must be something.
But then I figure I'm in a sports bar. What are they watching? Collegiate football? I mean, 5 years old. Come on.
Right.
They're staring at me. I felt very, very weird and very horrible.
Did you get out of there?
I finished my drink quickly because I was very uncomfortable. I don't want kids around me when I'm sipping on alcohol.
When you're indulging substance abuse.
Yeah. So what if I wanted to curse or do something like that?
That's bizarre. Now I'll
Not
never
that I
go
do
there.
Curse. I never curse.
Never.
No, I was displeased, very displeased.
Why don't you put a little in the suggestion box, make a little note.
Put the wall back up. Have Donald Trump build a wall and make Mexico pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. And why did you take the wall down? We can be all exposed in our vices?
Right. Seriously.
I don't like it.
I mean, why don't you send the kids into the bathroom while I'm doing cocaine? You know?
Why
not go the whole...
Yeah, I was thinking the same
thing.
Not
that I do, but
it's along the same lines.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So, but you know, Christo's used to have that too. They had the bar right in the green room. It was surrounded by eaters. Remember?
There was a bar in the green room?
Yeah. That was the big bar. And then all around it were tables.
That was the green room?
I loved the green room. The green room was my favorite room to work in when I worked there.
There was the bar area, and that was called the green room?
Well, it was in the green room, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And there were tables there.
Oh, all around
it. But I never saw kids sitting at those tables.
Oh, yes. What are you talking
really?
About? Oh, sure.
Oh, then I wouldn't have liked that either.
You maybe go to the gold room.
That's
Everyone
where I always sat. I always sat in the gold room.
I didn't like working in the gold room. It was hard. I liked the green room because you had the TVs and you had the bar and you had the excitement and you had people coming and going at the entry.
The gold room had that little fancy thing in the middle of the room.
Oh, sure.
And when I walked in, I felt special.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And
everyone wanted it. Everyone was in the gold room.
Yeah. I went in there so I could be recognized, to be honest with you. I would walk in there and the host, well, you probably wouldn't have recognized me, but...
No, I never saw you. In all the years I worked there, I never saw you come in.
Yeah, well, I made sure I was...
You didn't come weekends? I worked weekends.
I made sure I wouldn't come in when you were
Thank
there.
You. That was nice of you. Thank
like
you.
The Roach Brothers thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, the owner would come up to me, you know, Chris, and he would go, hey, how are you?
Sit the gun is. Kala.
And then he said, I got a table for you in the gold room anytime. It was very accommodating.
Oh, sure.
Very nice.
Always.
So, yeah, I thought that was nice. And when you saw somebody walk in the gold room, you went, oh, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Right.
And if they sat me in the green room, I go,
people felt
seriously?
So important, seriously? Though. They felt, you know, people are going to the gold room, they had that walk, and they thought they were important.
Called the gold room walk.
Yeah, but you know what? I appreciated people that went to the green room.
Well, that's
more my kind of crowd.
Because you worked there, Tori, and I think you just thought that it was over the top, and I understand that.
I mean, I hung out in the gold room.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you a little secret, and I know you worked there. Their salads? Not really.
I loved them. Are you kidding
me?
Why? They even have Christo's to go now. You can go get one of those salads right now.
I know. Iceberg lettuce?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all iceberg
but that
lettuce.
Dressing with the feta cheese. Oh, my goodness. It's just so good.
Put some calories on that, baby.
No, I do.
I'm telling
you. I did.
You.
Well, now it's a parking lot anyway, the old Christo's.
Yeah. Put up a parking lot.
A paved paradise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pretty much what they did.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I know you don't like the word resolution.
Oh, my God. Because it's, you know what? It's a commitment. And I'm a little afraid of commitments, probably. I don't know why.
I meet people all the time. They're afraid of commitment. I'm sure you do, too.
Well, this is a commitment right here, coming here every week.
This is a harmless commitment.
It is. So, in other words, I can do smaller commitments, probably. Yeah. I just don't want to disappoint people and let them down. That's my problem.
I think people have to not really worry about that anymore.
Really?
Because that's the other person's problem.
Oh, okay.
I would say I make this commitment to you, but it may not work out. And then if it doesn't, it was, okay, she warned me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well.
I don't like... treating this day like it's so special, because what is the start of a year on a calendar, really? It's something that is humanly made up in order to chart things.
Right.
I'm not into it, and you should make resolutions all year long.
Set little goals.
Tiniest goals.
Mine have to be really small anyway. I'm not good at big goals. I have to start with baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Well, you set goals. This is what you do in business. You set small goals that work toward a larger goal.
Okay.
And that's it. And you're absolutely right. It should be baby steps.
Yeah, because if I do a big one and then I fail, I'm like, oh, see, I can't. And that's negative.
And you know what the biggest goal is, the biggest resolution is for almost everybody except you.
To lose weight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know. What are you going to do?
Nothing
about it. People like food. I'm sorry. It's delicious and they want to do it. Why? You only live once. Why deprive yourself? Why go through life just eating
that's
rice
the
cakes?
Argument. Because if you don't moderate yourself, you may not have much of a life to go through.
Well, then just have a little bit.
Or you know, a very unhealthy one.
You know what Dolly Parton used to say?
Look at the size of my tits.
I never forgot that. Besides that.
Okay.
She said this one time, and it stuck with me. And this is at least 20 years ago. What? She went on a diet and she lost weight.
Yes.
And she said before she used to eat a whole pizza, and now she just will limit herself. She still has pizza, but she only has one slice.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great thing! If you can just still like the foods you like, eat them, but only have a one little portion. Then you know what? That might be the idea. Then you can look like Dolly Parton. I mean, simply, it's that simple, right?
I wouldn't mind.
Yes, you would. You're a man.
Oh God, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know
because you can't stop. You mean once you have the flavor, you said you keep going. Have self-control though.
I have none.
Oh, then that might be the problem with people.
You have to know yourself.
Mm.
My biggest problem is pasta. I cannot eat small amounts of pasta at all.
Carbs too.
I know.
You're doing yourself in.
It's awful, but it's so freaking tasty.
It really is. I love like pot penne and the sauce.
Pot penne. So what I've been doing, Tori, which is very smart on my part.
Tell us.
That sounds very placating.
Does it? I'm sorry.
It really does. Oh, Ron, tell us what you're doing.
Do tell.
I steam a lot of vegetables, or I'll broil a lot of vegetables, roast them, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll take a smallest amount of pasta, you know, little noodles, little shells,
right?
But just a handful, and I'll cook them separately, and then I'll throw them in with the vegetables.
Like that.
And that way, I can't have more pasta because it's mixed in with something else.
Yeah, and you'll fill up on vegetables.
Yeah. The thing is not to make so much of anything.
Yes.
The other thing I started doing, and I stopped doing it because it was a great idea. That's why I stopped doing it.
Oh, no. What?
I'm drinking from a cup.
Yeah. Is it water?
Yes, it is.
So always drink water through the day.
Water. You don't know with me, do you?
I don't know.
I know what you're going. Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
Some little solo cups. I'm just confused.
I would cook dinner, something of a casserole type usually, and I would put it, instead of putting it on a plate, I'd put it in a cup.
Oh, so you'd have a smaller portion.
Smaller portion. Yet the cup was filled to the brim.
Uh-oh. It's a big cup.
Well, not really. Not really. Okay. It's certainly a lot less than I would put on a plate.
Right.
And this was it. And I didn't cook any more than would fit in here or whoever was cooking.
You prepare food for yourself?
No, I don't.
I was going to say, wow.
In theory.
Where'd you go wrong?
In theory.
Okay.
I cook for, other person.
But you're still cooking.
Oh, I always cook.
Oh, no one cooks for you is my point?
Oh, never.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love to cook. If someone tried to cook for me, I'd remove them from the premises.
Wow.
I love to cook.
I like that, though.
I love it.
I like a guy that cooks.
It's a creative outlet.
I hear that.
Do you?
I've tried it. I'm okay at it, but I'm not like, I don't get all excited about it.
Yeah,
unless,
I
mean.
I do.
Do
I get very excited about it.
Wow, so you must watch those cooking shows, right?
I used to, but they don't have many of them anymore. Now they're all cooking challenges. They're all game show cooking challenges.
Iron Chef and stuff.
Iron Chef, Cutthroat Kitchen, Chopped. I mean, they have very few were a master.
Like Julia
chef.
Child used to sit
very
there and cook.
Very few of them.
I used to watch those growing up. I used to think I could cook because I'd watch them growing up. I thought, wow, this is fun.
There aren't
this
many
looks great.
Of them
and
at all.
I didn't want to do it.
Now they're just the classic ones. I mean, they really don't have any new ones at all. And it's, I used to really get into those shows. Oh, man, I used to watch those shows.
I watched
day
them.
And
I never
night.
Tried it.
Yeah.
I grew up watching them, but I didn't try it.
I'm surprised. You're a creative person.
Yeah.
And here you're taking all these ingredients, all these paints, and you're filling the canvas, which would be your plate.
You know what? I cooked for the captain a few months ago. I did some
on
cooking.
On the open seas.
On the open seas.
Right.
I made pancakes and banana bread and pierogies and I don't know, different things. I did that. And he liked it. He said, I liked it.
Are you surprised?
Huh?
Are you surprised?
No. You know what? And I started thinking, I mean, yes. Sorry. I was on,
it's
I was 50, like,
50 choice,
I was in
much.
Another conversation.
Yeah. All right.
I guess the point is, I do better with praise than criticism.
Sure.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
Some people, you know, you have to say, well, you did that wrong, just so they think they're going to do it better next time. But I like the little things I do right to be blown up into, wow,
correct.
Look how great you did that.
Correct.
That works better with me
yes.
and my personality.
Works better with everybody.
FYI.
Nobody likes to be said, that's awful. You really should try this more. No, you praise the little good things.
Right.
And you don't talk about the ones that didn't work out.
Yeah, that'd be helpful, I guess.
Cooking to me is a creative outlet. What I do every day on my way home from work is if I had a job, I stop off at a supermarket, as you probably know.
Yeah, that's where the food is, right?
Now, yes. And I would go in there, and it used to be in the hardware store. Then it got kind of ridiculous.
But I mean, you're not growing in your backyard, is my point, I guess. You have to go find it. You forage for food in the supermarkets.
It's grown in the supermarket.
That's what I thought. In the back. Right.
Yeah. So, around like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon or something, I say, I would love to have a hamburger. I will actually go buy some. Maybe later even. I get a craving for something, or I see something on television, or I'm sitting in a movie theater and someone is eating something in the film,
right?
And I say, oh, I would really like some of this. I don't go to restaurants and do takeout food. I go to the supermarket and I get the ingredients to cook it. It's fun,
right? I think I've done that on occasion.
You say that like it's just a handful of times.
Oh, sure, because it probably is.
Really?
I mean, that I've actually seen something on television. Oh, I want to go make that myself.
Interesting. Yeah, I find that challenging. I play a little game with myself. I don't know what the ingredients are. I don't look at recipes. I just try to figure out how they did it. And
really?
Yeah. Good times.
Sounds like it could be like a creative art project for food, for eating.
It's a creative. It's probably boredom.
Usually people that cook are very overweight if they cook too much. Like that happened to my aunt, my mom's sister. She loves to cook, and she's a great cook, but she indulges while she's cooking.
Well, maybe you shouldn't cook. Maybe you leave it alone. I mean, you're doing fine.
Am I?
I got to get rid of this little pot belly pig
thing. It looks smaller. You've done something.
Yeah. Yes.
New Year's? It happened like that. New Year's day to day. It just went boop.
I've been doing more salads than usual. And I did this for 3 days.
Okay.
Just putting food in the cup. I try all different kinds of things. Right. Just, it's that or waterboarding.
Yeah.
I did that. And I also try not to eat past 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I eat dinner around 5.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to eat later than that.
I know you do. I eat around 5, and that way it gives me time to digest my food before I go to bed.
And then I'm hungry again. How can I sleep with a hungry belly?
Have a snack, and the snack that I have is I get some the natural almonds with no salt or anything, like pure almonds, and I have a handful of those.
Oh, Captain puts those in his cereal.
Well, that sounds very childlike.
He has like a great idea for cereal, which I've adopted myself.
What is it?
He has 3 different kinds of cereals. Yes. He puts in a base, usually like Cheerios or something. Yes. And then the second layer is the strawberry Special K.
I see.
And then the third level is the great grains, which has the little, little nuts
in it
and cranberries.
Cook. He's like a cereal cook.
It's great. Then he puts dried cranberries and these almonds on top. A spoonful of vanilla non-fat yogurt.
Wow.
1% milk, mix it up, eat it. It's so good.
This is a whole meal.
Thank you, Captain. Yes.
Very interesting.
He does that 3 days 3 days a week. I think he breaks it up.
All day?
No, in the morning. And then the second day is bagel day with green tea. And then the third day is oatmeal.
Yeah. Everything's excellent except that bagel thing is like really bad.
I don't
bad.
Do the bagels
really
anymore.
Bad.
I used to. But he has bagels with everything. And the onion knocks me out. It's got sesame seeds and stuff all over it.
Captain, I hope you listen. Captain, listen to me very, very clearly. Very, very clearly. Garlic is very good for you.
Yes.
But things that make you stink, you must have consideration for other people. And either you're going to live with a gigantic bunch of parsley in your house, which you're going to eat like raw, which is not such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Or take garlic or one of those odorless pills if you need your garlic intake. But socially, and as far as respect for other people is concerned, it is a very selfish, horrible...
He never has bad breath. He never has garlic breath. He doesn't take any pills.
I'm just saying.
He doesn't take any pills, like any supplements or anything. He is not a pill believer, right? He just eats right and exercises.
Is he from?
This one, I guess.
How old is the captain, may I ask?
He's younger than me. I'll put it that way.
All right.
Everyone has to be younger than me.
Captain, listen to me again. There's going to be a time in your life, and you're not too far from it, where you're going to have to accept.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen.
I know.
And you're going to have to start coddling yourself.
Okay. I coddle him. He doesn't need to coddle himself.
I'm thinking of suing the medical profession.
Why? What happened?
Because I have to go to a dermatologist once a year.
Yeah.
To have various little biopsies done all over me.
Right.
And she always says to me, my dermatologist is a woman.
Me too.
Yeah. She always, we might have the same one. Probably
Chinese
not.
Lady?
Yes.
They're the best, aren't they?
I won't say her name.
Man.
I'll talk to you after
Eastern
the show.
Eastern medicine. It's where it's at.
She's very good. Yeah. She looks at something and she goes,
yep,
I know what this is.
Yep.
But for some reason, you know, this, and you get older, it happens. And she always says to me, this is not your fault. This is because of when you were a child, young child.
Right.
Did you go to the beach? Yeah. What child doesn't? Did you go outside without a hat on?
Yeah. I know. It comes out later.
Do you have suntan lotion on every single day? When I was five, I didn't go shopping. I don't know.
No, of course not.
Of course not. She says, well, it's all due to that. Right. And I said, why didn't somebody tell me?
I know.
I would have put a hat on.
I know.
If I knew I had to go through this crap every year.
Oh, well. That makes the fun never stops, Ron. It's always something. Just get used to it.
To me, it's like smoking. It's like people, you know, Ron, go out and play.
Yeah.
And watch 50 years later, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah. Like smoking. When you talk about watching a movie, the people eating, you want to go eat.
Yeah.
I've seen movies, people, all they do is smoke.
Sure.
And if you're trying to quit smoking, don't watch that movie because it's a bad man.
Very bad.
Yeah, you'll be smoking.
I mean, I was around in the day where you smoked in restaurants, you smoked in movie theaters.
I was around those days too. It was disgusting. Yeah. People are right around me smoking while I'm
eating.
Absolutely. What is
wrong?
You know, how, you know? Ugh.
To be honest with you, I didn't mind lighting one up when I was finished myself, but not while I was eating.
It's
gross. Found that to be gross.
How did
that,
you know,
back then.
And now we figured out it is gross and dangerous.
Sure.
How come it's so obvious back then?
Yes.
If people blowing smoke in your
face. They knew. They knew.
It's I'm trying to enjoy my night out and my food and I have smoke and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Now people smoke outside. Even people that own homes smoke outside in
their
own homes. They don't smoke in their own home.
No, they don't.
The losers do. The ignoramuses do.
Right. That's stupid.
Right.
No, if you have to smoke, go outside. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's at least a little bit of respect going on here.
But now as I'm driving still in the car behind someone in front of me, they have the window open and there's smoke and it's coming right in mine.
Yeah,
I got to roll up my window on a nice sunny day because the person in front of me is smoking out their window. Ooh, I'm so angry about that.
You know, don't drive so close to the bumper.
I'm not.
Really?
It wafts back like that 30 feet.
Just from a cigarette?
My nose is, you know my nose? Remember, I can smell anything.
Okay, right.
I can smell everything. You can't get away from it. This is my bad week mood anyway.
Oh.
Bad mood week, bad week mood, whatever.
I have years like that. I have years.
Really?
I
never
that.
See you get upset. You're not an upsetter getting. What was that?
That was
one of the squirrels looking for his nuts.
Yeah. That was the ice melting from my gutter, I suppose, and starting
it's
to.
It's starting.
Because the sun's out.
Right.
For those of you that don't live in the New England area, which is where
we
are.
It's a sunny New Year's Day.
Yeah, it is a sunny New Year's Day. It's beautiful outside, I hope.
In California.
Somewhere it is.
Where we are.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Can I tell you this?
Sure.
Food. When you're talking about food.
It was.
And the Celeste pizzas. They have these mini pizzas for one.
Yes.
How is that a meal, though? That just kind of teases me, and I want more.
Correct.
Do you notice?
Correct.
It's like a sample. True. It's sample size.
But if that's all you have.
That's all you have.
Yeah, but it is going to make you, you're not necessarily going to have another pizza, but you're going to have something else. That you're going to go to the refrigerator and go, okay, I got to have something else.
Yeah, it's really a tease.
Yeah, and that's what the bagel does, by the way, Captain. Bagels have that glycemic index kind of thing going on where you can't just have a bagel. It's not over when the bagel's over. Your body actually craves more of that stuff. It kickstarts very, very badly.
All right, well,
diabetics should never eat bagels because it throws sugar and glycemic like right into your system quickly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It binds something to your...
It's like a shockwave.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
boom! Yeah, really bad. What's good for you is chestnuts.
It is. But the pizza thing... I went to Little Caesars the other night.
Did you?
My parents wanted.
I had
a little
seizure last week.
It was one of those strobe lights from the Christmas thing.
Yes.
The Christmas display. Damn it! There's a lawsuit there too. And my parents wanted to go to Little Caesars, and they didn't know. They couldn't think of the name of it too.
Yeah.
The pizza place, the little thing.
I'm like
Little Caesars, and like my dad's like, oh, I want a pizza, and I'm like, do you want pepperoni or cheese? No, I don't care, either one. My mother's like, I like cheese.
Yeah.
My father's like, either one. I'm like, well, I'm only getting one because they're gonna split
cheese.
It.
There's cheese on all of them.
Yeah, I know, but so I got the cheese one.
Yeah.
But I go in there, and then as I'm starting to leave, I hear a little ditty playing. A little ditty.
Yeah.
And it sounded like Dixie. And I said to the guy, I said, that's not Dixie, is it? He said, oh, no. And he laughed.
What was it?
I don't know, but it sounded like something like that.
That's
it was
Dixie.
That's what I'm, it might not have been exact, but it was a lot like that.
Where did you hear it?
In Little Caesars.
Coming over the speakers or as part of?
I don't know. But anyway, it was like a tune, a little tune that happened. I don't know if it's someone's cell phone. I don't know if it was alarm that went off. I don't know. But you know, how is that appropriate if that's what it was? And the guy's looking at me going, no, it's not that. But it kind of was.
Oh, in the South would be appropriate.
Yeah, but Brockton? I was like so confused, Ron.
Was it the South Side?
No, it's actually right across from Brockton High. Yeah, that's the only Little Caesars I've ever seen. Because they're defunct now.
I'm surprised that they wanted the Little Caesars pizza. It's very inexpensive.
That's $5. You walk in, you walk out. That's it. They're all ready. I want something ready.
You hope you can walk out. No, it is. It's quick. It's fast. But it is like too much dough.
Yeah, I didn't eat any of it. I couldn't eat any of it. I had already had the little Mama Celeste one earlier. Was it Mama Celeste? Yeah.
Yeah.
I already had that earlier. So I was all pizzaed out.
They're pretty tasty, actually.
I got the white one. It's white.
Oh. That's because they forgot to put sauce on it?
It's fine, though. Yeah, fine. But it smelled like garlic.
Yeah.
But I ate it anyway.
Here's what you do, Tori. And I had this last night, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You go to the store, you get, you know, the Joseph's bread. They make pita bread.
No.
Okay, fine. It's flat bread. It's about that big, which is this great description for radio.
Right. It's about a foot.
Yeah. I'd say about half the size of your screen there, which is a good size.
Well, that's a lot different than what you just showed me.
Yeah, it is a lot different. Okay. About half the size of your screen.
So 6 inches.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's 100 calories. And you put it in the oven for like 2 minutes at 350 degrees, and it kind of makes it a little crispy.
Okay.
And then you put any topping you want on this flatbread piece of bread.
Oh, okay.
And it's got flaxseed in it, oats and stuff. It's very, very good. And it's only like, I think, 6 grams of carbs. That's all.
Okay.
And 100 calories.
What do you put on it?
You put a little tomato sauce, a little cheese.
Oh, you make a pizza?
Yeah, you just put anything you want, some mushrooms, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Crumble some chopped meat on it, whatever. You put it back in the oven at 350 degrees just for another 2 minutes till the cheese melts, and you eat the damn thing. And it's, you've had like a whole meal like for 160 calories.
Really, I like that.
Wonderful.
I like this idea.
And it fills you up nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send me the recipe.
I think I just told you.
Yeah, I'll have to play this back someday. I shouldn't even listen to last week's. Usually I listen to the podcast, and now I forgot last week.
Don't ever do that.
Oh, I love to, because I miss all kinds of things. I'm so like, dangerous. Ron, you said something funny there, and I missed it.
It's very dangerous to do that.
I guess it could be.
Mm.
But
not good idea.
No.
And it's not good for invalids, because they can't do anything about it. They can't leave.
Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Invalids can't leave. All right, see, I just got that one. Okay. Didn't have to play it back to hear.
All right, now.
Listen to this. There's warning labels on drugs, right?
Yes.
What about the one that says may cause suicidal thoughts?
Yes.
Now, can I go a step further?
Certainly.
How is this different? May cause homicidal thoughts. I am telling you, a lot of these people that go off and do these things, you tell me they're not on this medicine, some kind of medicine that says suicidal thoughts, because it's probably along the same line in your brain as a homicidal thought.
Could
it's still a killing thought.
Correct.
Yourself or another. But you know what? They won't put that on the bar because they would sell none.
You can't say homicidal.
Homicidal thoughts. Yeah. Am I right?
Correct.
But I bet you that's the same damn thing.
Why wouldn't it be?
Exactly. You're welcome. That's what I'm saying.
Thank
you. It's there. Look into it. What does this mean? These drugs are dangerous for other people, not just the people that are taking them. That's my point.
First of all, you have to be, unless you're a radical Islamist.
Right.
And you believe this is a religious situation.
Right.
You have to be imbalanced in order to take the life of anything.
Right. But you're on a pill.
Correct. Which could promote that.
Yes.
And then you're saying to yourself, if I'm on a pill, then you must have gotten it from a physician and they should be checking up on you. But all they do is ask, are you having suicidal thoughts? No. Give me more pills.
Yeah, and the people that make these drugs already know this, but they can't put that on the warning label because no one would buy it. It would terrify everyone.
It would.
But I'm telling you, it's the same damn thing.
You're right.
Suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. You're telling me there's no connection. I don't buy it. There definitely is.
The ability to kill human beings, including yourself.
It's a side effect of these medicines, whatever they are. Whatever there's one, there's the other.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's why they have to do, like half the commercial has to be all these things that are possible.
Right.
So that they can't be sued. So they can say, we told you so. You made a choice here. You have this disease and you can take this and it can cure it. But this could happen if you do it. I'm just warning you so that we're actually, they're not saying I'm warning you so that you don't go and kill somebody. They're saying I'm warning you so you don't sue me.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they're saying.
So they can't write the word homicidal because that would just be a red flag to everybody that says, ooh, I'm afraid now. If that person takes the pill, you mean I could die?
Yeah.
Now, right now, it's if that person takes the pill, they could die.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that it's exactly the same thing, but they will not word it that way. I'm telling you, the brain works that way.
Hey, as soon as you start screwing your brain up and you've got the chemical imbalance, you're capable of doing anything, right. You know?
Well, they don't have mental hospitals anymore. They do, but they don't have the kind where they round you up and throw you in there.
No, they don't.
They let you walk on the streets.
Yeah, like the old days with the butterfly nets?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't do that.
No.
They put you on medications.
Because there's human rights.
Which have these possible things. Yeah.
There's human rights for the person. There's not human rights for everybody else walking around exposed to the people that are going to get shot.
I know.
So you figure that one out.
I know. Well, then we start talking about gun laws, and then does that make a difference? Because if you really want a gun, you can get a gun from somebody else who got it legally. So,
and then we're not being funny anymore. Then we've gotten really serious.
Oh, we're not supposed to do that.
We have
that's for the other show
of seriousness.
Oh man,
that can kind of go right downhill until we bring it up again with funny voices and what are you wearing things. But you know,
yeah. I don't know if that's right to do, though.
Well, I don't want to bum everybody out.
No.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing today to day? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
You know what I talked about on yesterday's podcast was that along the lines of what are you wearing, do you have any scarves at home?
Oh, sure.
I wore my scarf for the first time this season.
You wear a scarf? I can't picture that. Okay.
There's a lot of things you can't picture me doing.
Uh-oh.
Including riding a bike. And that's the tamest.
You and Donald Trump. And I talked about him way before he got into the whole thing.
Yeah,
he's on my mind all the time.
He's on my mind too. So I take the scarf, and because it was cold outside, I wanted to protect my neck. Because my neck was exposed
from the
cold.
Well, sure. I love scarves.
All right. So I put the scarf on, and I put it around my neck. And then I take one side of it and I wrap it around my neck again in order to completely engulf my throat.
Sure.
And then I said to myself, I'm one step away from strangulation.
Yeah. If you get hooked on something.
It's the one article of clothing with which you could actually kill yourself.
That's how Isadora Duncan died.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yes.
Now she was the queen of the Duncan Hines.
She
was danced.
Isadora Duncan was a dancer.
Yes.
And back in the days when they had those automobiles.
Yes.
They had the...
Oh, yes.
You could ride free, and she had this long scarf around her neck, and it got caught.
Ouch.
In a moving car.
That's got a sting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Left a mark.
Left a mark.
So...
Wow.
Yeah. So that's... I don't know if it's a little known fact or if anyone even cares, but...
very good. And should there not be a label on the scarves?
Warning labels, sure. Common sense has to play a role, Ron. I mean, you know, the woman was smart, but accidents happen. So be careful when you're wearing your scarf, okay? I don't want to see you doing Isadora Duncan.
It can happen. It can happen to anybody. Like in that Final Destination movie.
Do you watch those?
I started to once, and then I said to myself, I shouldn't be watching this because I think I do this anyway.
It's a scary movie, Ronald.
I didn't think
you watched horror movies.
I didn't. That's why I stopped watching it.
Oh,
I never watched it all the way through.
Okay.
When it got a little ridiculous and gory, I went, no, this only promotes bad things.
Right, that's not for you.
Not
that's
for
not
me
your
at
makeup.
All. I need to be rosy. My personality is so rosy and loving.
Yeah.
Good, thanks for not laughing. I appreciate that.
No, the captain is the same way. He doesn't watch horror movies. We clash at that.
I
watch things like that and he doesn't.
I can't do it.
I listen to hard rock music. He listens to
especially
different
now
kinds,
with terrorism and stuff where they chop heads off and in the movies they chop. It used to be chopping heads off in a movie was, that's very interesting how that happens. And look at the head rolling.
Yeah, look at the Omen.
Yeah.
It gets sliced with that glass right off his head. Went boom,
and it
boom,
was
boom,
like,
boom.
And we went, but we never thought that happens much. And now it's like, this is a method for some people like all the time. It's oh my, no, now that's not
entertaining. I'm burnt out on beheadings. I used to see them on the internet and then I finally stopped watching. I went, you know what? It's just, I'm just getting to be a shell. It's so awful. I can't even process it anymore.
It is awful.
I don't even watch it now.
It is awful.
I've seen enough. I've seen too much.
I don't even care. And you know, to be honest with you, I don't like fireworks for that reason. I think we discussed this as well, probably most likely, but they're fireworks like New Year's Eve last night. I heard them.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't.
I
Good,
did last
I'm glad.
Night. Yeah.
That would annoy me.
Well, in Boston, they have fireworks.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they have New Year's Eve
fireworks.
Oh,
that's right.
The
first, what is it?
First night, yes.
Yeah, I've never gone.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
No, it is too
cold. And you're outside.
Why do you want to do that? And you're looking at ice sculptures. If you're looking at ice sculptures and they're not melting, you go inside.
I know. I can only have so much of that.
Right. Fireworks all over the place. And I said to myself, pretty and interesting, but now, to me, they're representing explosions.
Sure. And, fingers can go flying.
They didn't have them in Belgium last night. They didn't have them in Paris. I watched the news.
What about China? That's where they invented them. I bet they had them there.
I don't know if they had them in China. Well, yeah, because they don't have any terrorist threats in China.
Yeah, because what's going on in China anyway?
Nothing much, man.
Okay. So I don't need to worry about it, right?
You still can't substitute anything like that. You know, those meals, you have to get exactly what's on the combination menu.
Oh. Yeah. Ugh, you know what?
Is that what you're talking about, by the way?
Chinese food?
Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Day. So everybody has Chinese food, New Year's Eve. Yeah. I can only have it once a year anyway. I'm not so big on Chinese food.
Oh, it's too bad. It's fun.
It's really? Mm. It's just got that flavor. I'm not big on that.
Okay.
That Chinese flavor?
It's the kind of flavor that when they blow it into the parking lot, I have to have it.
Ah, it's like soy or duck or whatever it is.
Chinese food.
We have some friends from Vietnam. Okay.
Good.
They've been Americanized. They're here. Right. But for many years. But right. The point is, on Christmas, we were talking to them and they said dog is seriously a very big meal over
there. Certainly. We know that.
I mean, they brought it up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that anymore.
Yeah.
I said cats too. They said mostly dogs.
Mostly dogs.
They cook them over there.
Cats are actually rather revered in many cultures. Dogs not so much.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. How would you know what you're getting
if you go there and eat? You're probably going to eat dog then. Just know that. If you go to China or Korea or wherever in Asia, you're probably going to eat dog and you might not even know it. Whew. So better not go, right?
So their definition of dog food is totally different than ours.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to try it, though. Even if I knew what it was, I'd be a little afraid. You know, it's a domesticated animal here. So to me, it's like...
I'll pass on that.
We eat chickens and cows.
Yes, we do.
So...
There really is no difference, but we don't have...
I don't want to know about it.
I'll tell you something, though. If I had a farm...
Yeah. If you had a farm. I'm sorry. Go on.
That's true.
I know. It could happen.
It's funny. Right. It's ridiculous. But if I had a farm...
Grew crops. Yes.
Well, that's silly. But if I was raising chickens, and I don't know why I would, or I had a pet cow, I like pigs and goats, and if I had some of them on my farm, not raising them to eat them or anything, or just having the chickens for the eggs or something like that, I might consider not eating the chickens because these things would be pets now to me, and I could never eat a pet that I couldn't do it. No. I just couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't. I could not. I believe that.
That would change me.
Yeah.
But I don't work on a farm and I don't have a farm. So
you eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Except dogs.
Yeah. I have trouble with lobster. I will order a lobster. But if I have to walk up to a tank and point one out.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
No.
No, 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 no.
No way.
Nope.
And the thing looks at me with those little eyes on the stems.
Those eyes.
You know, we're eating cockroaches pretty. We're eating ocean cockroaches. Yeah. And you know,
I do, though.
Seriously.
If it's in a salad, if it's mixed up with mayonnaise, like a seafood salad, then okay.
I don't know.
I don't want to be breaking into shells and dipping into butter. Yeah. It's messy and it's an effort.
It's just something that I saw alive a minute ago.
Yeah, that's
if
sad.
They do the tank.
That's a little sad.
It's just not right. And I don't need a picture of it on my bib. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. It's an emotional experience, eating some animals. That's why vegans have decided they're not going to do it.
And I appreciate them. If only their skin wouldn't turn yellow, I'd be a vegan too.
Yeah. I could do it.
Would you eat fish? Do vegans eat fish? I guess not.
I guess vegetarians maybe do.
Okay.
But vegans, they're very strict. There's no dairy or eggs or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how you live except on beans.
Oh,
amino acids.
Well, if you have a gas problem, you're done. You are done.
I have a gas problem.
Then you can never be a vegan.
But beef makes me gassy too.
Not like beans would, baby.
Well, maybe not.
That's like king of gas.
I'm super gassy lately, so I don't know.
I've been super gassy all of my life. No. I bet I'm gassier than you.
Maybe, but I'm like, for the last month, I don't know. Because the last month I've been super, super, super gassy. Yeah. I don't know what that's about. I think I need to exercise more. Maybe I'm too lethargic. I'm not moving around enough.
You might make a lot of noise when you're exercising then.
I don't care. I need to move more.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should get one of those little Fitbit things.
What's that?
Well, it's like a little, well, you don't need the Fitbit thing. That's too much. But they, for like for a dollar in a dollar store, they have little things and every step you take, it counts.
Oh, right.
You wear like a clip on your belt or
I
something.
I have something similar I got for Christmas and I'm going to talk about it on the cable show.
Okay.
I'm going to bring a prop.
Okay, fine.
So if anyone wants to watch the ECAT show, ecatconnect.org, what is it?
Connect?
No, what is
no,
it?
No, it's not connect.
We never get this right wrong. What is wrong with us?
Well, just you can Google ECAT something.
But it's ECAT. Why don't we know this? Captain says to me, how come you guys don't know the website yet? And I go, I don't know. Perhaps, I'm sorry.
Captain, perhaps we don't care as much as you do.
But he's right. Why don't we know?
I don't know. It's Google this then. It's Easton Community Television.
Yeah. Access Television.
Something like that.
ECAT.
Just do Easton Community Television. Just do it. Or don't, for all I care.
I don't know why we don't know.
I don't know.
We knew it 2 weeks ago.
Just, you know, here's what you do. It's their little acronym is ECAT, ECAT.
Yes.
And just, and this, after that, just do cable or something or TV or.
I mean, RonVanDam.com, you got that memorized. What's the problem here?
Because we don't know this thing.
We know it. We forgot. Well,
we didn't know it enough. It needed to be pounded into us day and night.
We're never going to know this. Let's tell the truth. All right, device. My new resolution, 2016. I will memorize all this right. Website.
Yeah, aim high, Tori. aim high for your resolutions.
I am. I'm trying. Okay. It's the best I can do.
Well, that
sorry.
Certainly worked out. Yeah. Okay, we're like way over this thing.
Good. Goodbye.
Goodbye. This is enough shows for the whole year right here.
So, all done.
But we'll be back next week. Until we then, we wish you peace from whatever we're doing.
Maybe.
I don't care. Oh,